Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois' Attorney General is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration again, this time over federal family planning dollars. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
The funds support pregnancy counseling, infertility services, and cancer screenings, among other things. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department is requiring states to implement a sweeping list of conditions in order to qualify for the money over the next 5 years. This includes eliminating DEI practices, promoting natural family planning over contraception use, and counseling patients toward marriage and parenthood. Illinois is among 23 states suing the HHS. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the Trump administration is politicizing programs that help women, quote, make informed decisions about their own bodies. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The monthly unemployment rates on the Illinois and Iowa sides of the Quad Cities metro area went in opposite directions in July. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reports the non-seasonally adjusted jobless rate on the Illinois side of the metro area decreased from 4.5% in June to 3.7% in July. Iowa Workforce Development reports the jobless rate for Iowa's side of the metro area increased from 3.8% in June to 4.1% last month. The statewide rates are currently at 4.6% for Illinois and 3.2% in Iowa. Iowa Libertarian candidates for governor and in the 3rd Congressional District have lost a legal challenge aimed at putting their names on the ballot this November. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach reports.
The Libertarian Party of Iowa renominated Nicholas Gluba for governor earlier this month with a new running mate, Charles Aldrich. They also put forward Jake Hurd as a substitute in the 3rd District. But the Secretary of State's office rejected their candidacies because the office said the Libertarians followed the wrong process. Polk County Judge Joseph Seidlin is siding with the Secretary of State. Seidlin says in his ruling, state law lays out specific requirements when original candidates are nominated by petition, and the Libertarian Party did not follow them. The lack of a third-party candidate could play a factor in the closely contested races for governor and 3rd District. Libertarian candidates have qualified for the ballot in the 2nd Congressional District and the Senate race. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Prices at the gas pump are down from last week in the Quad Cities area. AAA reports a gallon of regular on the Illinois side of the metro area is averaging $4.36 this morning. That's 3 pennies lower than a week ago. In Iowa, Quad City area gas prices are at $3.95 on average, which is 11 cents less than last week. The national average stands at $3.98. Many Quad City area residents are raising the alarm over a proposed federal law that they say would make it harder for voters to cast ballots, especially women. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports.
Sarah Liebhardt was among dozens of women and some men who came out to Vanderveer Park to protest a federal law that would make it harder to vote. She dressed in 1920s-era garb in tribute to Women's Equality Day, celebrating the August 26, 1920 date the 19th Amendment was adopted, giving women the right to vote. The SAVE Act is likely to come up for a vote in the U.S. Senate when senators return in September. Under the act, voters would need to show a passport or birth certificate to prove their citizenship when registering. The League of Women Voters estimates that 69 million American women lack a birth certificate that reflects their current name. That upsets Liebhardt.
They want to take away our ability to have a say in our government. The fact that they want to make women jump through all these extra hoops to vote. I'm lucky because I have a passport. Not every woman can afford a passport, which is like trying to disenfranchise women and the women who have the most to lose.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.